I want to talk to Lillian Gash. Lillian, good morning.
Good morning.
It's amazing, actually, I'm horrified as to what happened to your lambs and ewes, but I actually received an interesting text, which I'll come to in a few minutes' time, with people who actually came across on two different occasions stray dogs that weren't on leads that really were a menace. So I will come back to that one. But tell me about what happened down around Roberts Cove on Friday morning.
Neil, I'm only a part-time farmer. I have 25 breeding ewes. And as I said, I'm in the middle here where there's tillage farmers, big tillage farmers and dairy farmers around me. So I'd say I'm the only sheep farmer within 10 miles.
Okay.
So I suppose it's every sheep farmer's nightmare is a dog attack. So as I said, I've always, when I even went into sheep, I've always had, never slept. You'd always have one ear open just in case. But anyway, 6 o'clock on Friday morning, my lambs and my sheep, they're probably the best looked after sheep at this side of Cork, but they can come in and out of a shed at night, and they have the grassland then by day.
All right.
But my sister, who lives very close to where the lambs are and the sheep, she heard a dog barking. And anyway, she rang me, and like that, I jumped out of the bed. I have a gun with me, never used it, but I said I had to burn it down. And unfortunately, I went down
shotgun.
With a shotgun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I think every farmer that has sheep would have to have a shotgun.
Oh, listen, 110%. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could ever actually shoot a dog, but at least if I fired it into the air, it might frighten dogs or, you know. But as I said, I went down with the car. Unfortunately, I didn't go down through the field, but the dogs heard the car and took off. And as I said, when I went down to the shed, what I witnessed was carnage. There was lambs up in the ditch. There was wool all around the fields. There was sheep curled inside in the shed. And when I went closer, there was lambs mauled.
Oh, and stop, will you? Oh,
that God. Was only within minutes. If I was 10 minutes later, it would have been an awful lot worse. And do you know the sheep now at this stage, like I called the vet, I called the guards, I have to take my hat off to the guards, came down straight away. The dog warden came down, he went around to all the people in the area who had dogs. And do you know, I know these dogs are local, unfortunately, but if you don't have a dead dog or dog caught, you have no proof. And dogs are very smart, they're gone, like, and at that hour of the morning, It was still quite dark. You couldn't see anything. But my worst nightmare, you know, vet came. There's two lambs now, and I just started breeding pedigree sheep, my first ewe lamb, and I'm looking at her now, and she'll have to be able to sleep. It could have been a hell of a lot worse, but now the sheep are traumatized, even to my own dog. They're terrified. They're climbing the walls. And there's a couple of lambs, and I know they won't make it. We're giving them the benefit of doubt, but it's only inevitable that they'll be put to sleep.
Okay, so was it, okay, you have 25 or so, of which 6 were attacked, 2 in a very bad way.
Yeah,
so
very
we're
bad
talking
way.
About yeah. lambs who then were perhaps stitched by the vet, broken legs, badly torn, psychologically terrified as a consequence, all of them.
Yeah, and it'll be down the line now. You know, it's not just now that you see the visual damage. It's down the line. The sheep are terrified inside in the field now. You know, they're all my sheep are very, very quiet because I do sheep therapy. I bring them into the hospitals, the people and the lambs.
Tell me a little bit about that, seeing as you've brought it up. You bring the sheep and the lambs into nursing homes.
That's right, yeah. I've been doing it, I'd say, since I went into sheep maybe about 9 years ago, and I start off with a few pet lambs, and I work in Kinsale Hospital myself, and I started bringing the lambs, and it's for the elderly. They were able to feel the lambs, and especially if there were pet lambs, they'd be feeding with the bottles. So
I'd say the residents would love that, do they?
Oh, they love it. And I have the older sheep now. She's nearly 11, Shauna. She comes in at Christmas. But every time the sheep lamb, I always have a few pet lambs, and I bring them into the day centres and the few nursing homes. And I was actually on my way to Bandon Hospital on Friday with the lambs when this happened. So everything had to be stopped. But, yeah.
So,
but no, Neil, all I want is to make people aware that, like, we're living in the countryside. Sheep are very, very vulnerable. You know, people have got to take responsibility of their dogs. 99% of people are very good. Like, these dogs were either left out all night. It could have been a dog or dogs. I'm not sure.
What we do know is that, because they're the most placid, gentle of creatures, aren't they? They have no ability at all to fight back or protect themselves. They're just docile, quiet creatures. But this dog or dogs managed to corner them into the shed, was it? They were trapped.
Cornered them, yeah.
They were trapped.
And, trapped, and there was feeders in, so the you know, creep feeders for the lambs. So they had them cornered, and you could see even the mothers now are all torn. They were trying to protect their lambs. But, you know, no matter what breed of dog, I always thought it would be the Alsatian, or, you know, you kind of look at that sort of dog that might attack sheep. It's any dog. Any dog, if they get a taste of blood, or if they see especially sheep, if they could chase them, it's a game, but the game's very quickly develops into violence. Like,
I don't know whether it's a game or not. I'll never forget, I remember seeing a dog actually get off a lead down around there. It was somewhere, one of the walking paths down around West Cork. And this was a small dog, and there was sheep and lambs in a field. And all of a sudden, this dog, which was kind of maybe 40, 50 yards ahead of me with people, just went like a bullet, absolutely berserk. I don't think it was a chasing game. It just kind of turned almost like instinctively vicious, you know, cleared a wall and everything. Like, it was just appalling to watch small family dog behave like that. It's down around, you know, it was, I can't remember how long ago, but it was a few years ago. Why is that? Why do they turn like that, domestic pets?
Yeah, I think it's the hunting instinct. I suppose it's in every dog, but like certain dogs, you can be trained. Like collie dogs now, they've a instinct to kind of, you know, hunt the cattle and whatever. But they have to be trained properly to control their behaviour, you know. And like, especially dogs, you know, that are highly strung, maybe like, you know, collies or Springer Spaniels, they need to be worked. They need to have the exercise.
But small domestic dogs, you're saying, it's something latent in their DNA that kicks in. Like the more docile family dog, absolutely beautiful little pets. But the DNA is so strong in them, instinctively, that they just kick off.
Yeah. It's just, as I said, your dog in front of the fire, like, you know, if they're out that night, if they go into a pack, you know, and even if they're on their own, it's happening. But it's just this time of the year, there's sheep out there now, they're out with their lambs, and we're very, very vulnerable. And, you know, even sheep farmers, we're on the way out. Like, it's an industry that is declining, and like, here you are, you're trying to make some little bit of an income out of sheep. It's more of a hobby than anything.
Yeah.
And no, you're living in fear, and it's not right. Like, it's not right. So I'm hoping that the owners of these dogs will come forward, because they know themselves who they are, because the dogs would have came home with blood on them. And, you know, it's just horrendous, because even if they lock up the dogs now, if that dog got out again, it will most definitely will kill again, you know.
Having had the taste of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. If it's in them at all, it's, yeah.
Should they hardly come forward though, Lillian? Should they be prosecuted, wouldn't they?
Yeah, as I said, that's the problem. If you don't have the dog shot in front of you or caught, you have no proof. And like, that's something, like, if you ask me, I don't know if it's in me to shoot a dog, but, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do. Like, it's, but, you know,
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking for you. It's heartbreaking for you. So upsetting. And you figure that two of the little lambs will have to be put down.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like, you're running into well over, going to €2,000 worth of damage at this stage. There's no one going to compensate me for that. And there's sheep, as I said, down the line. It's just, PJ, it's living in an area now that I'm living on edge.
Will they get over the fear of it, do you think?
I think the lambs that, you know, the sheep that have been attacked, they say they never thrive properly after that anymore. And I don't think, I think it's be always in them, because my own collie dog goes down there now and they're absolutely terrified, and she being licking them and kissing them, and they're terrified of her.
That's so sad.
No, it's just to make people aware that, you know, this isn't, you know, it's, yeah, we're all here on this earth for one thing, and we just want to, you know, a sheep farmer, like, we want to have happy lambs and be you know, without, we want to be able to sleep at night, but yeah, the way we are now at the moment, we're up, you know, I'm up there now 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, so potentially the dog could come back again, or dogs could come back again, yeah.
Yeah, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning is the time when it's lovely and quiet and the birds singing, and next minute.
Would you have any problem with foxes?
No, not really. No, they are around, but I suppose when I lamb, I kind of keep the sheep in for a few days, and the lambs are strong, and like that, the sheep are in every night. So if they were out at night, you could have problems. But definitely the foxes would be eyeing up the lambs as well. But my lambs are big now. They were all born around the 20th of January.
Yeah.
I have a few late ones now, all right. But, you know, the problem with dog chasing now, that you could have the ones that are still pregnant could abort and lose the lambs and possibly die themselves as well in birth. So, you know, it's not a nice one.
No, it's not. Sorry to hear it. Sorry. Hopefully something people will learn from this conversation going forward. All right. Look after yourself and look after your lovely ewes and lambs. Thank you. Lillian Gash, text 0868-104-106. On the subject of dogs, I was walking in the beautiful Ballyannan Woods in Middleton Sunday with my wife and two kids, aged 6 and 3. So we rounded a corner in the woods and were confronted with not one, but 4 bulldogs. Imagine that, coming around a corner. None of them on leads. One dog came towards us and started sniffing around my 3-year-old, who was nervous of dogs anyway. At this point, 2 men with the dogs caught up with them, put a leash. He says, he's very quiet. Don't worry about it. When I told him he should be on a leash, he replied, yeah. My wife then asked if he was aware that he could be reported for not having his dogs on a lead. He replied, sure, report me so, which we did. I'm not sure if Middleton Gardaí caught up with them or not, as we had to go home, but I was back in Ballyannan yesterday on my own, and there was your man with a Rottweiler with no leash. And the dog came over to me, and as I petted it, I noticed the sheer strength of this dog. The owner told me, he's only a big baby. Yet when another couple with a small dog came along, he grabbed the dog by its harness. There are signs at the entrance telling people to keep your dog on a leash, clean up after them, and no mountain biking, etc., etc. But it would appear, in many cases, people just ignore signage. Keep them coming. Text 0868 104 106. Back after the break.